This is a podcast that you want to come to, where we're supporting all women who are going through different things or have gone through different things and want to stop by and encourage and say something that will uplift and inspire another female. So, thank you for stopping by, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
First of all, I do want to say thank you for joining. Secondly, what we're going to be talking about is, you know, today's current event and how are you feeling about it? What are you going through and what is your mental state? So introduce yourself, and if you have any organizations that you're a part of, you could talk about that, and then we'll go into the topic. Gotcha. That sounds cool?
That sounds cool.
Awesome. All right. So today, this is episode 8 or 9. I've been doing these for about a month now. My name is Octavia. I am a plus size model out of North Carolina. I do own a couple of businesses, small businesses. I am just doing this to encourage and inspire other women. I'm trying to do a movement, and you know, I want to reach out to other women to let them know that even though you're going through something or have gone through something, that you can overcome it. And there are other women out here that go through stuff and we don't know anything about, but we share our stories to help someone else or help another female or woman go through or get through what she's going through. So I have a guest today, and her name is
April Lewis.
I'm April. Thank you for joining. And what organizations are you with?
My main organization that I really do the most work out of is TORC, which is the Tenant Organizing Resource Center. I'm a part of Action NC, and I have several collaboratives that I work on or work with throughout Charlotte and North Carolina and Washington. So I'm a major collaborator. I work with everyone.
Nice. That's awesome. All right, and why did you want to join today? What do you want to talk about?
I needed to vent. I needed the space. And this was a space that was introduced that I could talk about exactly what my problems are today.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
This is a safe space, so please feel free to vent.
Oh, yeah, I am going to. Thank you. Let me position myself on my soapbox.
All right.
So I'll start, you know, in the work that I do, being out here in the community, that comes with its own trials and tribulations and stresses of hearing stories of just all type of injustices and pains that we go through. As women, we have our own list of issues, and we're forced to be strong no matter what every day.
Yep. Yes.
And people don't understand how hard that is.
Nope, they don't.
So I'm gonna try not to tear up, because
if you have to tear up. Like I said, this is a safe space, and what you're talking about will be heard. You know, other women will hear this. You don't know who this might help. So, and I'm pretty sure it will help someone. So please feel free.
Gotta collect myself now. All right. So basically, like I was saying, people don't understand how hard it is for us women to be strong. Mm-hmm. And just yesterday, I got to a point where I'm tired of being strong. I would appreciate the opportunity to be soft-spoken and vulnerable. I would appreciate the opportunity to be held and not have to worry about if somebody going to want some type of sexual attention from me. I just want to be held. I hurt knowing that I try my best to protect my 20-year-old daughter from so many harms that I face, that yesterday I realized I can't protect her because people aren't telling their sons how to engage with women. It's other people that I have no control over, and it hurts. I know we get like to this point of you have to control you, but I know I control me very hard. I control my actions, my thoughts, my minds, so much so that I'm even more saddened to see that don't nobody make an attempt to really be a better person. Because if you really made an honest attempt to always look at yourself and understand who you are, we wouldn't have half the problems that we have going on right here.
Amen.
I sit and I hear conversations of what's going on now, and I'm on a divide because I'm for peace, but I will always defend myself by any means necessary. And that's my right.
Yep.
To hear people be more upset that people are damaging buildings without understanding that in any sense, when you can't get to your enemy, you get to the next best thing. And since we can't do nothing with these police officers that are killing us and beating us and locking us up for nothing, what you think we gonna do? I'm also disturbed because my people, we quick to protest. And I'm for them. I'm for everything. Don't get me wrong. But we don't have that same energy and proactive measures. If we work just as hard beforehand of loving one another, not talking down on one another, looking at each other's perspectives and lives, not trying to equalize somebody else's pain and trauma to your own, because everybody's pain and trauma is different, but we all feel it. And the only thing we really got to do is respect everyone's perspective. And that's the hardest thing to do, but yet and still we can get out in the masses and yell and protest, but we can't even work that hard beforehand. I don't understand. And in my mental state right now, because like I said, I do this work, I've been doing it for a while, and I know it's a lot more people that's been doing it way longer than I have. But if you really sit back and you have a conversation with somebody that's actually in the community, and you don't judge them for actually how they feel, in a way, we tired of fighting for y'all. Yeah, we tired of fighting for y'all. Because at the end of the day, when we on our soapbox, we fussing in city council, we at Washington, we wherever we know the policy and the power holders are, you tell us that this ain't gonna do nothing. It ain't gonna matter. It don't matter. So it don't matter that I put myself and sacrifice my time away from my child to come out here to fight for something. That don't matter. Every day we do that. And then the only thing we ask is to help us when we're trying to be proactive to avoid this. I'm sick of reacting to this. I'm sick of it. It's a reaction. But we ain't proactive. Then what kills me, everybody want to be led, but you don't even listen to the leaders. We tell you what we do because we see it. We hear them sidebar conversations. We hear them closed door conversations. We know what they really be saying. And when we tell y'all, you can't believe it. We wrong. We conspiracy theorists. We just making up stuff. Nope. We ain't making up nothing. Because now you see everything that we've been fighting for, that we've been telling you. And you ask for leaders. And when leaders are here, again, it's scrutiny. We got to worry about whether or not they true or just. Do they really have the community in hand? Are they doing this? I mean, everybody is going to get their hands dirty. It's just, what are you going to get your hands dirty for? What purpose are you doing it for? If I got to do some dirt out here, I guarantee the dirt I do is going to benefit the masses. Everybody is gonna do something, but nobody is taking on the understanding is that organizers, activists, and advocates fight every day, take on everybody's stress and pains and burdens, and we regular people. It ain't like we don't have a life. It ain't like we not struggling. It ain't like we trying to make things make found a way for things to make sense, because we fight for better. And I've been imploring everyone that I run across with that's been out in these protests, because I've been out there, If I don't see you after these courts open up, if I don't see you when we put out here that we got to show up at city council, if I don't see you at county commission, if I don't see you where we need you to be at, I'm done. At this moment right here, this is it. I would say people don't understand that what happened in Charlotte yesterday with the mayor making her take a knee, making her protest. Yeah, everybody might not get down with that. Everybody might not see what it was for, but it wasn't for y'all. It was for those people that put themselves on the line fighting police brutality every day. They deserve that win. They deserve that because they put themselves on the line. They get themselves ridiculed. They get followed by the police. They have to have a hardened heart, so they needed that win yesterday, and I am so proud of that. And anybody that denounces anything that they did, you tell me what other state or what other city got they mayor to protest with them and took a knee in the street. You tell me what city did that. It's the only one. But some of these wins that we getting, I feel it ain't even for the people. It's for us because we got to feel like our efforts are going somewhere. Yep. We have to feel like that. And it hurts. But I was so proud of my police brutality group yesterday. I know they felt good. Because again, that's the group that has the mothers that gets their sons killed. Mm-hmm. That's the group that consoles those families when everybody forgets their name. So my mental state right now, I'm done, but I promise if y'all don't show up and show out, you're gonna have some people to stand back. And y'all gonna be left to fend for yourselves. But we ain't gonna disappear. Organizing a community and a land that we ain't got to argue with y'all no more. We gonna be in our own. We know what to do. We know what we need. We know how to get our basic needs met. We do. And you won't get mad if you get left behind because we tried to have you to come along with us. Mm-hmm. But y'all want to be difficult and you want to give all these different reasons not to get active, not to say something. For me, if you think we're doing something wrong, I think we are all, and I'm speaking for all community organizer activists and advocates, we are all open to your insight and your input, but we only listen to insight and input when it's action behind it. You're just not going to tell us what to do and not come out here and do it with us.
Amen.
So I see the movement. The movement is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's just, we're going to see. Because in these days, like, we already know it's too much going on. Whether you believe in God or not, this can't continue.
Nope.
It ain't going to continue. Especially with the president that we have. I mean, how can anybody not want to do anything to be able to react to what this man is saying? I halfway heard that speech that he gave out, and he said, what else do we have to lose?
Yeah, he didn't say that.
We already in poverty. What do we have to lose? Our schools are bad. What do we have to lose? I got a lot to lose.
Yes, I am.
I got a whole bunch to lose. And what I won't do is sit complacent, but I won't continue to fight for people that don't won't fight for themselves. I'm not going to be fighting all my life and miss out on my great glories because people don't want to stand up. When you see support, it ain't like you stepping out by yourself. And if you don't know where to go to, I mean, just start with a organization. Even if you don't even like it, just start there. And I guarantee you the groups that are working and that are really in the community, you gonna come across them because it's a tight circle. It's a large space, but it's a very tight circle. Just start somewhere. Just show up. It's so many different ways that we need help and we can't do it all. And if we do our part, I mean, this can keep it going. We can have a change. We can sustain. and our mental state can be better. That's we working on the mindset of our people. And that's hard. And that's where my patience come in, because I know we working on the mindset. I know it. And that's,
some people don't want it.
They don't. And for me, I'm not the one. If you don't want it, you ain't got to have it, but you will not destroy it for somebody else. If you don't want it, that's fine. Don't get in the way of progress. We want it. We deserve it. We are going to have it. You don't have to if you don't want to. But respect us. Leave us be.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That makes a lot of sense.
That helped
and
me
I
out.
Think people need to hear that. I'm glad that helped you out, because I don't think people know. Sometimes you got to talk some things out. Can't keep everything bottled up and bottled in, especially with what's going on right now in the world. And as a woman, we are the ones that really have to be on the front line, because our men, our black men, are targeted. So, like, we kind of have to be that backbone, you know, the front runner to say, hey, we got to get this done. And sometimes we got to talk. Because if not, you'll be somewhere driving yourself crazy. And then what's going to happen when you drive yourself crazy? Like, who's going to have your back?
Yeah, you're right about that. So I appreciate this space right here, because normally I have the face of Kumbaya, and April always, you know, has it together and all that good stuff. But I allow myself to be vulnerable so that way my message can be heard. People know we hurting, but we making progress.
Yes. April, I'm so glad that you were able to trust me with that, because I really feel like people need to hear that, especially women out here. We need to hear that. The community needs to hear this. People all over the world needs to hear that. And if I can get this message across the world to people so that they can hear it, that's my purpose of doing this.
And guess what? That's doing
what's
your
up?
Part. You not stepping yourself out of anywhere out of your comfort zone, but you still doing your part and knowing that and hoping that somebody that needs to hear this hears it and understands that at the end of the day, it's going to be okay. And if I got anything to do with it, if they don't get right out of here, I promise you I will have a land for us.
That's it.
At this point, we at this junction in this time right now. If they go right back to normal and act like things is cool, it's all right.
Ooh, honey,
y'all can have this. I'm gonna live my life. I'm gonna have my people that's like-minded, and we're gonna have Zion one way or another.
That's it. I'm with that.
Okay.
I am with that.
I'm tired. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? I ain't acting like I don't be cussing people out on a regular. I do.
Right.
I do, you know what I'm saying? But it all comes from love, though. And that's what they say.
Absolutely.
Everything can be cured through love.
Love conquers all. And
it
does.
It does.
It really does.
And the only people that say it
we
don't.
We have to learn how to show it.
The only people that say it don't is the people that don't get love.
That's it. Or don't love themselves.
And instead of us hating on them, you got to look at their shoes in their perspective. They don't know about love because they never received love. So you have to give love so that way they know.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that's a big message. that's a big message. You got to. And as much as it's hard to do, you got to. It'd be real hard
what?
Now. Real hard.
I took this in there. Like I said, I'm not a religious person. I'm more spiritual. I believe in all things. Anything
right.
I need to give me hope, I'm behind it.
Right.
But one of those things that I know as far as with being spiritual, it's just like I'm gonna stop there because he jumbled my words up. I ain't gonna get it out right. Like, I'm not gonna put that out there. Oh, it came to me, but he said, "No, not yet.
Not yet.
But if anything, I'm forcing myself to share my true feelings about everything. I tell people, you know, things, but I was more focused on getting people united than sharing how I truly believe about a lot of things. I want people to work together. But now in these spaces, I've seen to be called upon to share a message. And when it comes to me, I share it.
How does that make you feel?
I mean, I know my place. I know my part. I know my position. I play it well. I do it well. So I walk into it, I stand firm in that. If I'm a speaker, that's what it is. But I just hope that it reaches enough, it reaches the right person to understand, like, if don't nobody else love you, I love you.
I love you. Amen.
That's it.
That's
and
it.
If I ever run across anybody that I can do anything for, I'm going to do it.
Now you stand in your truth.
Got to.
Keep standing in
your
truth.
Got to.
Yes, ma'am. That's the only way this is going to work.
It is. That's the only way. But I'm thankful that each and every time I had these moments of overwhelming with emotions, I always come across and it's something that moves me and puts me in a space with nothing but love. Nothing but support. And people look at me and say, oh, Avery, you so positive and this, that, here. It's just I trained myself to always see a positive in every negative situation. That took some years to really get that in there.
I believe it.
But
I'm still working on that. So I believe that. And I'm 34, about to be 35. So it does take time. You have to look at the positive in every situation, and it is really hard.
It is, but I tell you, it used to start off on when I was going to hair school. That's when I was really trying to get on my self-discovery journey. My positive was I come out the hair salon, well, beauty school, with my hair done every day, looking gorgeous. No matter what happened out that day, at least my hair looked good. So
that's a good false start.
It really started from there. It'd be like, oh, when I didn't have a car back in the day, I missed the bus. Somebody else be cussing and fussing, I'm be late. Well, you know what? I must not have had to get there on time any day no way. That's all right. And then normally what happens when I get on the next bus is something that I needed to hear or see that happens. Mm-hmm. It's normally it.
How the universe works.
Oh,
huh?
Man, that universe is a...
Got a great sense of humor.
I know they be laughing at me, so... I just do some stuff sometimes, and I just be like, I can't believe me. I just appreciate the people that I do come across. I appreciate the relationships that I am able to build. I appreciate the positive and the love that I am able to see. I appreciate that. But I will say that I had to make a conscious effort to see things differently. I was in a negative space. I was hurt. But I know healing is powerful.
Very.
And I know today I'm healed. I hurt sometimes, but I'm healed.
I always hurt sometimes. Always.
And I just...
It's bound to happen. Right. We're human. It's gonna hurt. We're gonna hurt sometimes.
But the most important thing that people be forgetting too, and the reason why we might not keep that whole love and effort going is because if our circle isn't supportive, if we don't even have a circle, what then?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a big problem too.
It is. And it is. And especially in the community of like women, period, because we want to be so competitive and so, what's the word? Intimidated by the next woman or something. So we can't have this circle like we need to have it in order for you to heal yourself from whatever it is that you need to heal yourself from. And having a support system or a circle.
And that's terrible because, you know, I can agree when it comes to women, especially us black women going towards each other. I experienced it yesterday. Young sister,
oh, wow.
I'm just trying to actually interact and, you know, network with a group of individuals so we can have more protection out here. And I know she didn't know me, but there wasn't anything in my demeanor that, you know, I felt should be suspicious. But again, I don't know what she's been through. In our conversation, you know, since we do housing work, she was talking about eminent domain and, you know, how you got to fight. And I was like, yes, you got to fight back. But eminent domain, like, it just depends on how bad they want your land, honey. and that's the only point that I was trying to make. She's like, I'm a fight. That's good. But if they want your land, you don't have enough resources to fight them forever. That's how they get you.
For real.
But because she was so combative and she was so on guard, she couldn't hear it. And I had to tell her, I said, baby, you're not listening. I'm not saying you wrong. I'm just saying this is the extra part that you might know, but others don't. And instead of me, probably somebody else would have probably, you know, said some little stuff to her. But I can tell, because I can recognize, that's a strong woman that I've been through a lot of stuff. She don't play no games because she's guarded. She's not going to let nobody in that's an outsider. I got to earn her respect, and I ain't got no problem with it. But I can see that in her. I can see it. And instead of her opening and just being a flower, like, I seen it in her eyes that she wanted to. But that pain sometimes, yeah, that pain. Wouldn't let her. But again, she didn't know me. That was her first time meeting me. I wouldn't expect her to open up, you know. But somewhere as women, as black women, we got to figure out how can we let our guards down.
That part. That is the main. That's the main
and
thing.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
That's the main thing. Me too.
Me too. Okay, you're not by yourself. Okay. Look, the Me Too movement is on here.
For real, because we done been through some things and we done been hurting, and it's. I don't know if it's like society or the media that has us black women thinking that we have to be in competition with each other. We have to be intimidated by the next female. Or we can't trust any female. And in certain situations and circumstances, it shows itself. You know what I mean? But we got to get past that some type of way, because if we got united, oh my God, do you know what the community of black women could achieve?
Because we the power. We the queens out here. And I don't see myself as competition. I have a very close circle of strong black women. Beautiful. I think they look better than me, to be honest with you. Like, I feel like they even more achieved than I am. But the way I look at it is, if you my friend and we tight, even if you in a better position, that means if I need something because you in a better position, I can come to you. But in the same token, me coming to you, I can't abuse that. And we go too far sometimes.
Yeah, we do.
You can't get upset with people. You can't, because they do go too far sometimes. So it's like, how do we fix that?
I guess
conversations like this.
That's the mystery. That's the mystery that we got to solve.
We're going to figure it out. Look, we're going to figure it out. Because...
become examples and show it. That's exactly what we're gonna have
to
do.
I think you know, in our little group that we accumulated to actually heal. Yes, I think that is gonna be wonderful.
I'm with that, because I've always wanted to share my story to help another female out, especially the younger generation. They don't know. Some of them don't know. Some of them don't have someone to tell them. So I think that this is gonna be. I'm with it. I'm glad you did this, and I'm ready. I really am.
I gotta give it. My daughter and her two friends that came to me, they the ones that pulled this through. They did it.
Wow.
Like,
yeah,
they wanted this.
Up.
Like, my daughter, you know, she had her.
Yeah.
Part. So that's when I.
Wow. and I'm raising a little girl, so it's like,
it's hard.
I've got to. It is. I believe it. my little girl is about to be 11, and I'm over here like, ugh.
Yeah, I feel like that.
What
that.
What do I do? Oh man, and I'm just not ready for these teenage years, but I'm like, it's gonna come whether I want it to or not, so I gotta go ahead and get
and
put
she gonna
work
keep
in.
Me on your toes, cause mine kept me on my toes. I ain't even gonna lie to you about that. Them teenage years. But you know one thing that I did even say, I give you this heads up, like, you gotta be more mindful of the outside influences versus the inside influences.
Yeah.
Because I like they say, oh, it starts at home. Oh, I know. I put home training into my daughter. I know I did. Now, however, when she go outside around y'all. Exactly.
That's a different story. And you're right. You are so right about that, because a lot of stuff that my daughter has learned, she learned it from
case
outside.
In point, I have never twerked. Now, don't get me wrong, when I'm, you know, outside, I do my little thing. You know what I'm saying? But I have never done any of that booty shaking ever in front of my daughter. I always do some offbeat little dance, little type thing with no rhythm or whatever. But she still learned how to twerk, and I didn't teach her.
From outside. For real. That's true
it
now.
Is, I swear. I can't so even true. Twerk now. I be looking retarded. Oh, man.
Girl, listen. But you know what, Miss April? I really do thank you for coming on this live and talking with me. When I get everything posted up, I will send you the link so you can share. If you could send me some information, like organizations or like any contact information, like if you want people to reach out to you about anything, you know, send that to me so I can put that on here as well. I do understand that being in the position that you're in, that you need an ear to lean on, so you need a shoulder to lean on, an ear of somebody to listen. So I'm always here, not just for this podcast, but, you know, in general, if you want to hop in the inbox, can always reach out to me. Your stuff is safe with me, because I don't believe in talking about people's business or none of that other stuff. I just feel like that's just not it, you know.
I definitely appreciate it. And don't ever worry. If I told you, that means I'm prepared if it ever gets leaked. People don't understand that point on there. Like, I only tell what I feel comfortable with everyone knowing. You know what I'm saying? So if I told you, you can share. It's okay. That's how you do it on there. But exactly. Yes. Like, you know, that's how you don't want nobody to know, so you don't tell everybody. That's
don't
how nobody,
nobody
knows.
Huh?
I definitely will send all information on there. I know I'm trying to get all the protests that's going on. And the demonstrations that's happening here in Charlotte. I do know that I'm working right now for a Juneteenth youth cookout. And it's geared solely to pour love onto our youth. Solely it. And that's going to be Friday. So I got to confirm this location tomorrow. Because 2 weeks. Now watch this out. 2 weeks. Watch God work.
Watch them work.
But
now.
June
19th,
we're gonna, let the kids march, because they've been in their protests and they've been out there walking and marching too. So we're gonna tire them out. That's what parents are supposed to do. You tire them out, okay? Have them walking everywhere. Right. Then we feed them, let them play a little bit more, and send them on. They should be good and tired and go to bed.
Right. That's it. That's the plan. I'm with that plan.
I would definitely.
I am with that plan.
I'm always open for people to have ideas and spaces, and even help me have a different way of thinking, or help build a new community. Whatever. I'm with it all.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, I would definitely make sure if I got some ideas, I'm going to pass
now,
along.
Now, I will say this. Give me an idea, but plan on making it happen. Because if you don't want it to make it happen, now, don't tell me.
You won't.
Because I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's
I know that's
we're
right.
We're going to do this. And here I am on the phone. And like, no, I wasn't ready. You wasn't ready. What you tell me for? What? Talk
you
to me when
ready.
You're ready. But definitely,
right.
I feel so much better. I appreciate
that's the stuff. I'm glad you
feel
better.
So much better.
That's the
I
point
feel like
of this
I actually
whole thing.
Got it out.
Yeah.
And we can
yeah.
go from there. I thank you. I appreciate you.
That's the fact. You're very, very welcome. And thank you again, Miss April. I hope that you have a wonderful evening.
I am.
And
I
keep
am.
On
thank
smiling,
you so much.
Okay.
Okay, bye bye.
Yes, ma'am.